الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As far as our wudu is concerned, we explained about washing the hands, putting water in the nose and gargling. After that is washing the face. Washing the face, we should take the water in our, make a little, Allah has made our natural bowl. Just put our two hands together and properly together, it is a waterproof bowl. The water won't drop out also. And take the water, unfortunately, most of us make wuzu from the tap. Actually, it is from the mud that we should take. Then you just put the water into your one hand. And then you join it, and that water is sufficient now. Now you wash your face. And at least one drop, some drops must drop. There must be so much water. After you have put it on your face, some water must drop down. Then you wash your face. In washing your face, very important that we must not be unmindful of the sideburns behind the beard and the ear lobe, behind the ear. That section must not be missed out. Make sure we wash that also properly. Also, the above the lips, the where the moustache is. If a person, as I explained yesterday, of those who are careful, they will always do it. But many people, unfortunately, are careless about wuzu. One place, few places we saw, they were little children. We say, excuse them, they are children. Just under the tap, they just put their leg and just shake their leg a little bit. Finish, it's washed. But then very, very sadly, I saw an elderly, few elderly people doing the same thing. The water is flowing, they just put their leg under, just shake their leg a little bit. Wuzu is done. So when we are careless, then we miss out a lot. And when a person is careful, he takes consideration. Allah make us to be always conscious, careful about our wudu. And then when we who are, hopefully we take ourselves, we are careful when to make our wuzu. But sometimes when we are in a hurry, then it happens that we miss out. So even when we are in a hurry, make sure. If you are so much in a hurry, you can't wash your hands three times, you're only washing it one time. But make sure you wash it properly the one time. And everything else also. We try and do the whole wuzu properly. There are great, great virtues. Isbaghi wuzu, to do wuzu thoroughly. And especially when it is a bit difficult to make wuzu thoroughly. Those rewards are even more greater. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wuzu is also, take it as an ibadat. It is an ibadat. It is a great ibadat. It is an ibadat for another great ibadat. Namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, to be in a state of wudu, it's a great thing. So we should be careful. So this part, yeah, that also we shouldn't miss it out. Wash it properly also. And this two on the side, yeah. A person whose beard is not full still, then he must wash that skin properly there under. A person who has got a full beard, then he should make khilal. Well, passing the water will be sufficient. And three times we should wash our face in this way. And lot merits of wuzu also. The du'as are also very valuable. Sunnah du'a is perhaps only the one that Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wasi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. In wuzu, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, preferably read it when washing your face. But any part of the wuzu, you can read that du'a. But Buzurgani Deen have written beautiful du'as. And nothing wrong, don't read it with the niyat of sunnat. But they are valuable du'as and we should read them. We are by and large deprived of those du'as because mostly our wuzu where we make is in the basin, in the bathroom. And most of us, the bathroom toilet is all one complex. And there we can't make the du'a. Then it just goes out of our system. just like a person who is normal with his du'as. Unfortunately, he fell ill for a week, 2 weeks, then he forgets many things again. His routine to come back on track are out. Or he goes on safar, for example, where he cannot manage all that. Then again, he goes out of line. And then to come back, it takes a while again. So when we're not making the du'as at home, then when we like in the masjid, wuzu khana also we're not making. It's gone out of our system. We are not even really like conscious of those du'as. And the part of Islam and coming towards good Islam, not complete Islam, that's very far. Good Islam, the Buzurgana Deen, are very particular about the du'as of wuzu also. That is also a major part. And it plays a role in all our wuzu is the key for namaz. So that key, if it's correct, then all the other things also, it opens up the doors to many good things. So wuzu is a very great and important ibadat. It isn't just something, and also, unfortunately, we see good people also. Their wuzu, they made it their routine to come last minute. Now every day they late. So the wuzu, istinja also they make, just splash some water. And wuzu also, they were seen that like good people, ulama, and they just splashing some water quickly, wash legs quickly and running, and there they gone for namaz to make it just before salam with the imam. That is not our way at all. We must be there. In fact, how beautifully it is said, those who are in the masjid before adhan, these are sabiqum bil khayrat, who have gone ahead, rushing and gone ahead with all the goodness. Those who come between adhan and namaz in that time, those people are muqtasid. They have done it fairly good in a good way. And those who come after the imam is started, zalimul li nafsihi. Who have come for namaz after imam is started, after takbir-e-ula, they are zalimul li nafsi, they are doing a great wrong to themselves. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. All these things are important. And Islam is not just that we spend so much time, or that I know so much, or I got so many points on this subject, or I can give bayans like this. Islam is what is in our life. And not only when we are in public, when we are in private also. That is what is called Islam. Deen must be in our lives. And whether it is coming to the khanqa, whether we go in jamaat, whether we become an alim, anything, the whole object is not the effort. The effort is the result, that deen must come into our lives. How much our wuzu improves. If our wuzu didn't improve, we stayed 40 days by the shirt. We went in jamaat 40 days. But we know wudu didn't improve. And everything is such that it can improve all the time. And as namaz and Quran Sharif tilawat has got the outward form, it's got the inward form also. And that is what is more important. The wudu also, the outward form of wudu must also be correct. Then to wash the inside also. And the inside, like we read, that with every drop that you, when you wash your face and the drops that fall, all the gunas fall out. Or with the last drop, all the gunas have fallen out. So that is the inside. We became spiritually clean. And after wuzu, the one dua, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin, waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Make me of those who make tawbah. You washed your outside, you cleansed your outside, now your inside also. With tawbah, you are washing your heart. And you are becoming of the purified people. Your inside, your character is getting purified. Your aqaid are getting purified. All your mu'amalat and your mu'asharat are getting purified. So purify all that. You have done the outward wuzu. Purify yourself completely. Now come for reading Quran Sharif. Now you will see, la yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. Now the effect when you are pure and you read Quran. A person who's dirty and reads Quran, he himself will feel. For example, a person was cleaning a house, a lady was cleaning the house. Her clothes are full of dust and everything. And just like that, even without wuzu, she went and read Quran. She herself will feel not right, that I'm doing something wrong. And little bit, if she has got deen, very soon she'll close the Quran and go and make wuzu, clean up. Or she made wuzu, but her clothes are not clean. Pak they are, but they're not clean. That also will have a, and if they're not pak, then you're going to feel guilty. How many people, when they feel my clothes are not pak, they were in namaz, broke their namaz, went and changed their trouser. Feel, if my, no, I'm not, there's something wrong here. If my trouser is not clean or something, some urine drops or whatever else, you went and clean yourself. So what, being dirty, you yourself, you won't enjoy. And when you are clean, then see how lot of the enjoyment comes. So wuzu is a very great ibadat also. Allah give us tawfiq to do it properly, to learn it and to make wudu. Even if the whole Ramzan we only learn, we only improved our wudu, we also have achieved something great. And it must not happen. Ibn Rajab Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who does not make his islah in Ramzan, then when is he going to make his islah? This is the time for our islah, complete islah. And still a person didn't make his islah. And for us, that Allah has favored us. It's not that we came, ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jate hain. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hu. Main laakh samjha, main nahi samjha. Main samjhaya gaya hu. It is not from our side, it is from all Allah's side. We came here for our islah, and our islah didn't take place. Other people are not conscious of islah. They didn't come for islah. Some want to come, make dua for one of our friends, an alim. He booked his ticket also from the UK, and his wife got very, very ill. And he couldn't even get the money back for his ticket. And he was determined. His wife encouraged him, go. And with 2-3 small children, it was very challenging, and no real support, outside support also. And now make dua for her also. She has been diagnosed with cancer now. Young lady, make dua for everyone. If we were in that predicament, he was booked his ticket, keen to come. Lot of desire. And last year he was here, again he wanted to come. But Allah saved us, Allah protect us all. And on all these matters, many, let us not also take it just as a news item. That this now, just we got the news that this about this person. But one at least make this dua, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That itself is so great. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, well, we read this dua, but we don't read it completely. In the Hadith Sharif, it comes when you read this dua, then read this also. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma jurna fi musibatina. Jurna can be read in different ways, three ways. Hazrat taught us in this way, we read it in that way. That inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma jurna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, save us of this taklif. What problem they got? We heard a car accident. Somebody rushed to hospital, heart attack. So many things. Read this dua, oh Allah, save them from this. Take them out of that. And for Allah to change things in a split second, where actually something happened, and to make it completely not normal again, better than normal. It doesn't take Allah. When Allah could make the stick a snake, and a snake a stick, and not once, many times. And Allah Ta'ala could with a stick make path in the water. And Allah with the stick hit it on a stone, and water comes for 12 tribes. And the water comes, fan fajarat, rushing out when they needed it. And fam bajasat, gradually, slowly, when they needed it, just little bit. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? So Allah can change the most worst condition and immediately make it into the best conditions also. So we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. So, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma jurna fi musibatina wa khluf lana khayran minha. And in its place, give us something more better. That isn't really for us, for those who are involved. They are our Muslim brothers, they are our family, they are our friends, we are ulama, our alim friends, something happened. Whoever it is, oh Allah, give them better than that. And read if you wish, and do read, complete the ayat then. Ulaika those people who did all this, عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Just for doing that, for your own sake, Allah is saying, these are those people that salawat on them. Salawat is exclusive for Anbiya alayhimu salam. And salawat is the rahmat of Allah. And salawat is rahmat-e khasa. Very special Allah's rahmat for them. Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi should translate, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Ya Allah, piyar kar Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se aur unko salamati se rakho. Wasallim alayhi. Piyar karo Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se aur unko salamati se rakho. What a ashiqana, beautiful translation. When we read in our namaz, think of that. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And just our durood in namaz, if we do it passionately, consciously, we will become Aashiq-e-Rasool. A person who's Aashiq-e-Rasool, what is his martaba? A person who's Aashiq-e-Quran, what is his martaba? A person who's Aashiq of the Deen, what was it? And when we wake up in the morning, make dua, Ya Allah, ek sunnat se, every sunnat, pura deen se, pura ishq ata farma. Give me complete love for every sunnat, for the whole of deen. Give me complete love. If we get that love, what a great thing. So, read that dua. So, we have made a great dua for those people. And it's a great, great blessing for us. Ulaika alim salawatum min rabbihim. That special rahmat. Alim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. And these are the four people, hasad. Only they have got hidayat. And so are we amongst them. Just as we heard in the kitab now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell all the ladies that if they do their housework, look after their, listen to their husband, what were the words? Looking after their, listen, obeying their husband, doing the housework, basically that, they get the full sawab of jihad. And no doubt about it. But what was the end? After that, what was the? Very few will make amal on it. And who is Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam addressing? Me and you of today. Who Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said? Very few will make amal. So let us not be amongst those people, the majority who don't make amal. Let us be amongst the few who make amal. Fortunate is that person who gets included in this. Allah give us all tawfiq. That though we are plenty, yeah, but compared to people in Azadville, what are we? It's not even one drop. To people in the world, what are we? We'll be qalilin. Allah give it to us all, the whole ummah, the whole mankind, jinn also. Allah bless us all with this. Then that is one dua whenever we hear anything. The other dua, which is also in the hadith, Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani mimma abtalahum mimma abtalaka, whatever the occasion is, mimma abtalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalafa tabdeela. We should learn this dua also. If we don't know it, make sure we learn it. When I just came to Azadwell, we should go for a Shab Guzari program. That time there was no staying over at night. It was just the night program after Isha in Kirk Street Masjid. That was the Merkaz. On the way back, we taught the Satis this dua. There was an accident on the way. We taught them this dua. And till today, Amir Saab reminds me, you taught us that dua. Till today, I'm reading that dua. And it wasn't easy to teach the satis all the time. But Alhamdulillah, who learnt it, and they benefited from it. So this dua, it comes in the hadith, that if you read this dua on any mushaf of any person, you see somebody getting a fine on the road, you passing, they stopped him, traffic fine, somebody accident, somebody anything, whoever accident, Muslims, non-Muslims, we passing, anything like that, undesirous, we hear about it. Read this dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi aafani, that Allah kept me with aafiyat. Mimma abtalaka, mimma abtalahum, mimma abtalakum bihi. What you got involved in, Allah kept, saved me from. Aafani mimma abtalaka bihi, wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tabdeela. And wa faddalani, he gave me fadilat, he gave me preference. على كثير ممن خلق of many people who have got preference. Allah gave me bigger preference than that. He said, see what is the namat of Allah. And this is enough to make nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Ma Allah is so kind, وَفَضَّلَنِي عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ تَبْدِيلًا. That how many people, what namat they, but Allah gave me a higher position. If you read that, it comes in the hadith, that musibat will never come to you. So for your own sake, at least make the dua. If you not want to saving them from their problem, take them out of their problem, at least for yourself make this dua. These two duas, at least whenever we hear any news, you hear somebody has passed away, we all have to pass away, but now his time of doing good is finished. I still got time, I can still do good. So read the dua for that occasion also. He is gone. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Read the dua. Then also read the dua that now that musibat. Allah says, you see, musibatul maut. Fa'asabakum musibatul maut. Allah has described maut also as musibat. Maut is tuhfatul mu'min also. And maut is, as the Quran says, is a musibat also. Now your doors of good has been closed forever. You are a person who are reading not 5 namazes, not 10 namazes a day, 15 namazes. All your 5 faras also, all over being tahajjud also, lot of other nafils also you are reading. Maut came, finish. And if you get permission, you wanted permission, and you get permission to keep on reading, you get, many people get. And they enjoy, that is their jannat in their qabr also. To be with Allah Ta'ala, namaz is qurratul ayn, the coolness of the eyes. But even if they read there, no sawab for them. Sawab is only yeah. Now the doors of sawab are closed now. One person read 3 times qul hu Allah, and for some person he made isalis sawab. At night he saw him in a dream. That person said that since I'm yeah, I've completed 700,000 khatams of Quran Sharif. And the enjoyment of reading one ayat, one page of Quran Sharif, 700, but no sawabs I got. That 3 times, Qul hu Allah, you read for me, that sawab has reached me. And it has benefited me very greatly. It made my darjas go up. So that we appreciate this, a dunya mazra'atul akhirah. This is a farm, a tillage of the akhirah. It's not for wasting our time in this dunya. Today, if somebody just wants to do a little bit more, in the family also, little child want to keep roza, ma is not well, doctor says she mustn't, but she's insisting to keep her roza. Let them keep, if they want to keep, let them keep. Why stop them? And many times, you becoming too pious now, mustn't be so pious. So if you're not going to become pious, so what does that mean? Don't read extra one supara. Don't read more nafal namaz. Now what you going to do? In that time, what you going to do? You mustn't go for deen. So where is going then? Dunya. It's either deen or dunya. It's either akhirat or it is either this dunya. So now, where is it mentally, your own logic? Where is better to give your time in deen or in dunya? For any person, what's going to benefit you? In dunya, you're getting involved in other things. In deen, what darjas you're going to get? And whatever you do of deen, it improves your character. It improves your way of thinking, your tilawat of Quran, your wuzu correctly, your namazes. It has an impact on everything. You're eating the right food, your thinking comes right. Your akhlaq comes right. And you eat the wrong things, so don't give preference to that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, dunya and akhirah are like 2 co-wives. If you make the one happy, the other one becomes unhappy. And so give preference to the one that is forever, eternal. The wife you're going to stay forever, akhirah. Make that wife happy, akhirah. And don't worry about this dunya. And if you make dunya happy, your akhirat gets upset. And you make your akhirat upset, your dunya gets unhappy. So just weigh the two, which is, so Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We were talking about our wudu, our rozas, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. Allah has made rozas farz on us, and He has made for rozas farz on the whole body, every part of the body. And when we keep that rozas like that, then we will get the full benefit of roza. Kentucky Fried Chicken, they started growing their chicken at one time such a way that the matter went to court in America. And the charge was that this is not even called a chicken. It grew it such a way, just worried that the thighs must become nice and big and fat, and the breast must be big. But they weren't proper wings also of that chicken. The court judged and made a ruling, this is not called a chicken. I don't know now, but at that time, after that, it was no more Kentucky Fried Chickens. Kentucky Fries. The word chicken, by law, they had to take it out. That it's not a chicken. You're saying it's chicken, but not a chicken. So all these things here, see the reality. Rosa, you're calling it a rosa. Is it a rosa? Or is it just the name rosa? Or is it perhaps in the court of Allah, judgment will be made what you kept, it doesn't classify to be called the rosa also. So keep the rosa as it's supposed to be kept. Then you get the full benefit of the rosa. Anything, if you do it properly, otherwise you brought the thing, you went and buy, your mother say, what you bought here? This is not what I wanted, though the name is written on there, whatever. But this is not what I wanted. So see that we get that rosa which is required by Allah Ta'ala. And then we will get the full benefit. So keep the rosas of the eyes also. Rosas of the tongue also. Rosas of the ears also. And rosa of the mind and the heart also. With regard to that, wasawis that are there. One way also, Buzurgan Deen have taught us that all the thoughts that come, wasawis, stray thoughts, which are coming in the heart. And who likes to keep a stray dog? A dog came in the house, a stray dog, now we kept it there. Or a stray cat came and we kept it there. Stray dogs and cats, we don't want to. So why keep stray thoughts? And where in your namaz you're keeping the stray thoughts? You're entertaining them. You are giving them home, shelter. So they are stray thoughts, let them go again from where they came. Why must we entertain them? The stray thoughts in... So one way of a great way also to get safe from all the stray thoughts is that we make this muraqabah. In namaz also we can make it. Ya Allah, small heart of mine. You say our heart is the size of our fist. Just make your fist, that's the size of your heart. Your whole body, 100 kilos, 80 kilos, 120 kilos, just one small heart. In the small heart, the whole world's thoughts fit in here. On one time, one doctor, he mockingly, remind me where I was, he told a person that you people say this Kiram and Katibin, they write down everything. So if that is the case, their books must be very heavy, man. How that whole day, what we talk, they write down. What we do, they write down. And he was mocking, Allah save us all from mocking at deen. So that person, he asked him, doctor, you went to school, grade 1, grade 2 in those days, and then till standard 5, 7 years, another 5 years, matric, 12 years. Then you went to university, all what you learned, your brain must be very, very heavy also. It can't manage to carry it all. So like this, people want to mock. Yeah, so our heart which is so small and everything of the world comes into that heart. Ya Allah, how great is your qudrat. Now what shaitan was doing all that wasawis in order that you must not think of Allah, you use that same fuel, you use that same energy in order to get more to Allah Ta'ala. He will just go back. Dal nahi pakti ya. That my efforts here are useless. It's going opposite direction. So you've got more now, Allah Ta'ala's consciousness. Then in your namaz also you can read the dua in your heart, or before namaz read it, Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikrak. All this wasawis which come, oh Allah, you can convert them. For you to convert a snake into a stick into a snake, immediately. It's not difficult. All these wasawis, you can convert them. Khashyataka wa dhikrak. In your fear and in your dhikr. And when Allah does that, the more wasawis came, the more khashyat of Allah. The more zikr of Allah, heavy, heavy wasawis came, heavy khashiyat of Allah, heavy zikr of Allah. So Allah gave us the alchemy to change a stone into gold. It's just some wahiyat, just people talk about it, that it can be done. This can't be, but in deen it's a reality. And you can change the worst thing, this wasawis could lead you to where and where. And you made them to get khashiyat of Allah. And the zikr of Allah. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair taught us also that now sometimes you get confused that it's zikrak first or khashyat first. So just see the alphabet. Kha comes before dal. So you'll remember. Allah reward Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that he also explained that Rabbi Jal Hadil Balada Amino Huwarzuk Hadil Balad. First in Alif Lam Mim, Hada Baladan. And in 13 Supara, Hadal Balad. What the definition, Alif Lam. So he says that first it was not a definite city. Afterwards it became a definite. So you won't make the mistake when you get a bit confused. That must say, is it here Hadal Balad or is it Hada Balad? Just that there it was still not identified. So it wasn't fixed. Yeah, it got fixed later. So in that way you remember many things like that. So anyway, so by all these wasawis, you will make your life valuable. You were given all the things to destroy you. Right? And you used it to enhance yourself. Right? Just an way out example, many people want to con you, you get an email that your grandfather has passed away, he left a big legacy for you. Just give us your bank account number, we want to deposit. But if you can, and you get their bank account and you take out their money, instead of them, they want to get yours, you take out their money. So Shaitan wants to deceive us. You make him bankrupt. He will say that, with this person, it doesn't work here. So Allahumma ja'al wasa, read this dua, Allahumma ja'al. Read it before namaz. Read it in namaz in your heart. Allahumma ja'al. Lord, I'm getting attacks of wasawis. Too much. Allah, more they came, Allahumma ja'al wasawis qalbi khashyataka wa dhikrak. The fear, khashyat of Allah. And Hazrat also explained, one is khashya and one is khawf. Very similar meanings, like somebody will classify them as synonyms, but Hazrat explained the shade of meaning of the difference of the two. Khashiyah is you fear somebody in the love of that person. That this person, what ihsanat on me, how good he is to me, how can I disobey him? That is khashiyah. And khawf is that person can harm me like a snake, a dog. And that you have that is khawf. Yeah, it is khashiyat, that, oh Allah, your favors, your unlimited, every split second, innumerable your favors, grant me that of yours, your khashiyat. And your zikr, hey tera zikr, meri hayat. Your zikr, oh Allah, is my life. Or tera bhulna, hey meri maut. And when I forget you, oh Allah, that is my maut. And you are blessed with the zikr of Allah. And what brought you to this khashyat of Allah and the zikr of Allah? All that wasawis. So a very precious dua. One other dua also that we are taught to read, that when we start our namaz, Allahumma ja'al, make me of my namaz the best namaz, sunnah dua, when we start namaz, inshallah it will come. So read that dua also. Our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyasab Jazawmullah Khair من أفضل ما تؤتي عبادك الصالحين. اللهم آتني أفضل ما تؤتي عبادك الصالحين. Oh Allah, give me the best. What the best? What you give your ibad salihin. Whenever you start your namaz, just read that. Oh Allah, now make my namaz the best namaz, better than ibad salihin's namaz. And the similar dua is also for the wafd, the group that goes for Hajj and Umrah. What's the dua there? That make our group the best group that has come for Hajj and Umrah. Anyway, that is also for namaz also. So read this dua before namaz. Learn these duas. Allahumma atini, give me abdala, isme tafzeel, the best ma tu'ti, what you give ibadika salihin. What you give your ibadika salihin, give me the best of all that. Then your namaz will be, what a namaz. Then all this wasawis and all that, it won't come. So read that dua also. Allahumma atini abdala. And then another dua, if it's still the wasawis plague us in namaz, don't want to go. Before namaz, read Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. What a surat and what a protection Allah gave us. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. That is one quality of Allah. Rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas. Three great qualities of Allah. You are imploring Allah, plaguing him, begging him of three of his great, min sharril waswasil khannas. All this wasawis that are coming, all these thoughts that are coming in my namaz, min sharril of the shar of these wasawis. But yeah, also Allahu Akbar. Allah reward our buzurgs, Hadhraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, famous dua, ya Allah, har hasid ke hasad se bachayo. Save me from the jealousy of every jealous person. You don't have to worry of the jealous person. He will burn, what, eat your finger? Kul mutu bi ghaydikum. Die in your anger. You want to be jealous and you are burning, burn and burn to charcoal in your anger. That won't. But the harm of his hasad that will cause me, save me from that. Means, ya Allah, har hasid ke hasad se bachayo. Har fitin ke fitna se hame bachayo. People who like to make fitna, they will be there and they're going to carry on. If they leave you, they're going somewhere else. Their work is to make fitna. Their work is to make dushmani. Their work is to make hasad. They will carry on. And on what they have been born, jibillat, that quality, it won't change. It is for them. But you save me from that evil. Har hasid ke hasad se bachayo. Har fitin ke fitne se. Har dushman ki dushmani se hame bachayo. So these are the duas. So, min sharril waswasil khannas. Or this waswasil khannas, shaitan is spreading all this wasawis of his, this stray thought, bad thoughts at that, of the evil of his spirit, save me. If you use that same wasawis in order to go closer to Allah, you have now, you have learned the art of alchemy, and you change the evil into great good. Min sharril waswasil khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, that they are always on the hearts of people. Min sharril waswasil khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas, they are of the jinnat also, they also, and people also. Lot of people also tell you all wrong things. Do this, don't worry about him. You put him in his place. You teach him a lesson. All that people will also give you all that. Allah, you save us. Now just and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas for the protection of Qul Huwa Allah came, Tawheed, complete. Now for protection of Tawheed, protection of the whole Quran from Alif Lam Mim Tal Qul Huwa Allah, protection of the whole deen. Allah gave us Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. We got our insurance, but we don't use it. We prefer the insurance where we pay premiums. And for time of paying out, first that was also all haram things we did, and paying out, they look for loopholes in the fine print. We can't pay out because of this. So look at the insurance of Allah, and that insurance can't stop the harm happening. You took out life policy insurance, that now you're not going to die now. you got your insurance life policy, or you took out for your car for insurance. Now you're not going to meet up with the accident. That insurance policy is going to save me. Where can it save you? You got CCTV to watch what's happening, and you whole night, half night you watching, half night your wife. No time to meet one another also. We have, and even if you're meeting one another, your eyes are there. Where should your eyes and your thoughts be? And now you're watching CCTV. And you're looking at the criminals, what they're doing there. And you're looking at a dead night, nothing is happening. Everything is still. And where should your thoughts be? You're not even there with your spouse. Hey, forget Allah, Ta'ala, that is far off. Read your du'as nicely. Read so many du'as for protection, complete protection at night. Read the three quls with Bismillah each time. Takfika min kulli shar. But that yaqeen is not in us. Develop that yaqeen. And then see that you sleep peacefully whole night. You won't have any, and nothing will happen also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So all these wasawis. After that, the heart is the king of the body. If we have protected that, so the heart gets influenced with what we look at, all goes. What we speak, it influences the heart. What we hear, it influences the heart. And also, what we eat also influences the heart. And when we have strengthened the heart and made it right, now the heart will control the eyes. And it will control the tongue. And it will control the ears. And it will control the heart. And this is all this golden platter of all this medicine, precautions Allah has given us in Ramadan. Hey, if a doctor comes overseas, some specialist about sugar, and is giving a talk that how tips that how you can save yourself from becoming a diabetic. And if you are a diabetic, how you can take your precautions, and in 3 weeks he say you won't be a diabetic. People will flock to his bayan, will pay 10,000 rands to go and listen to his bayan. We must book, and we must book early, and we must be there. Yeah, Allah is giving us this month of Ramadan free of charge. And it has come to relieve us of all what is sugar and what is high blood and what is cholesterol of the serious diseases. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, or it was one of his murids, was admitted in a hospital in Bombay. So they wanted to operate, they wanted him to sign for the operation. He said, first I'll make mashura with my spiritual doctor. They said, who's your spiritual? Where this came out now? We are your doctors here, we treating you. How many you, our patients on so long, we know you. Who is this now, a spiritual doctor? So he says, let me tell you, see, you take all the time blood from my body, you test for cholesterol, you test for sugar, for all things, how many tests you do? Have you got one test to see how much anger I got in me? How much jealousy I have got in me? How much pride I have got on me? They say, no, that test we don't have. See, there's a spiritual doctor. He checks all that. That how much of pride, jealousy, hatred, malice, a dirty heart, how clean is my heart, how dirty it is. That is what he checks. So I will first make mashura. So yeah, we get that treatment of the spiritual treatment. And this spiritual treatment, it controls our physical condition. The doctors themselves say, when you get, for example, you get too excited or too worried, your sugar levels go out. Your heart starts beating more faster. Your blood pressure goes up. And why that all? Because we haven't got tawakkul on Allah. We haven't got contact with Allah. The worst things can happen, and a mu'min, hasbunallah, wa ni'mal wakil. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was going to be thrown in the fire, his blood pressure didn't go up. His sugar levels didn't go up. He had hasbunallah, wa ni'mal wakil. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, what was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the cave of Hira, and the enemies were right there, it was just a matter of just dropping their heads, and they would have seen them. Nabi alayhi salatu, cool and comfortable. Abu Bakr got excited. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what do you think? Thaniyathnain idh huma fil ghar. Idh yaqulu li sahibi la tahzan. Inna allaha ma'ana. And also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. So wherever you read that, and who, whenever they read it, Allah was sufficient. So Allah has given us that treatment for our, and this month of Ramadan has brought it to us. Not that we have to go to the month of Ramadan. And it has opened all the doors of the palace and has presented the most sumptuous spiritual meals. Not what is roast and after that now you get sugar now. Now you get all this disease and that disease and this you ate and that you ate. Yeah, it has come with those meals which will give you all the greatest enjoyment and no side effects also. And no after effects also. Only the best it will give you. And it is, yeah, free of charge. It's just a matter of us of taking of it. Take this, get this taqwa in this month. Short while we have got, without starting our flight, the captain is announcing already, we're starting our descent. We hardly got into Ramzan still. We hardly have started our flight of Ramzan, and already the descent has started. Well, yet a left off. From there already we started. The descent announcement was made. We're going down now. And we are already, people are now, already now more and more. What we're going to eat each day, by whose house is da'wat on each day, all the, we hardly started our flight still. So the time is just going. Let us be very, very conscious that it must not happen that the bird flies from our hand and even the wing, the feather didn't remain in our hand. Everything is gone. Ramzan is gone. The minute the sun sets on the last day of Ramzan, Ramzan's doors are closed again. And we don't know who of us will get. Ramzan will come next year. But whether we will be there to receive Ramadan, we don't know. So Allah Ta'ala, let us make the best of it now. Get this taqwa, get this wonderful, what Allah is giving us, offerings free of charge and great, great offerings. Let us grab them and make them part of our lives. Allah, give us proper roza also, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.